We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Welcome back. So what's this one from? This is come on, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Tommy's favorite, or Tommy's favorite movie, songs from those movies. This is B.J. Thomas from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Tommy's second favorite movie of all time. That must mean, Tommy, that we're going to hear from your very favorite movie to close out this week. Next week we start, we'll do my music, and then in 2 weeks, Bob's Top 100, blah, blah, blah.
Is he still all over that, isn't he?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Malcolm Cameron, the Wichita Thunder head coach, entering his third season, is joining us right now. Coach, how you doing down in Florida, I hear?
I'm doing well, and yeah, I don't think it's as hot here today as it is in Wichita. I saw the weather this morning. It looked pretty hot there.
I think it goes like Death Valley, Wichita, and like the Sahara Desert. Those are the top three hottest climates today.
Yeah, it gets hot here, that's for sure. We get the humidity because I live right in the Gulf of Mexico. But I'll take the humid heat over that dry heat.
Absolutely. Malcolm Cameron, Wichita Thunder head coach. You break a playoff drought of, I believe, five seasons for the team, only your second season, of course, last year. But I'm sure the goal every year in recruiting is not just to get to the playoffs, but now you have a little bit of a bar to clear after having made it. So how does that change, if at all, what you do in the offseason and how you prepare and recruit?
Well, I mean, the recruiting kind of goes in stages. You know, when your season's over, the first thing you want to do is try and renew your affiliation with the NHL team, which we did. And then the next step is, you know, the qualifying offer period where you retain the rights to certain players on your roster. And you want to try and get as many guys back that you're interested in signed, you know, prior to having to qualify them or getting into late summer like we are right now. And we accomplished that. We got everybody signed, even though we haven't announced everybody that we've signed. We do it in stages. We got everybody signed that we wanted to bring back off of last year's roster and picked up quite a few new guys along the way. So, you know, we're doing well. We still got a few spots to fill. We will receive quite a few players from the Oilers this year in Bakersfield, probably more than we did last year. And we're in a good spot. You know, for the 20th of July, I like our roster and the way it's shaping up.
Now, Malcolm, you're talking about, obviously, the affiliates and sending your players down. Does that change any way you look at the offseason and bringing in certain players? Do you have any idea what type of player or how many players you could possibly get from them and to fill certain situations that, you know, as trying to find a guy in the summer that you can keep all year and you might get a guy from Edmonton that would fill that spot? Does that play with your recruiting at all?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I got a good number or a good idea of who we're getting, you know, from Edmonton right now, you know, player-wise, position-wise. But obviously, there's still training camp, and, you know, there's always disappointments and there's always surprises, so that could change for sure. So I, other than really the goaltending situation with your affiliate, I go about as if we're not getting anybody, and then when we get them, the players, I work around that.
Talking with Wichita Thunder head coach Malcolm Cameron. Their season starts October 12th. Are the decisions, Coach, a little bit tougher in some ways when you are coming off a playoff season, which can be deemed a successful season? Is it more difficult to figure out which players to keep and which to not? Because I imagine when it's a rougher season that you can have more turnover, but now those decisions, I would think, theoretically become a little bit more difficult. Is that accurate?
Not really, actually. I liked our roster, especially at the end of the year, the guys that we had in the playoffs. I mean, there's some guys that are moving on to Europe and full-time American League duty, so obviously you lose them. But the core group of guys that we had at the end of the year were guys we wanted back. Obviously our captain, Dyson Stevenson, Lane Bauer, Jeremy Beaudry, those types of guys that we've already announced. There'll be Steven Yacobellis too. There'll be a number of other guys too that we announce over the coming weeks. I mean, really, we had a younger group last year that's now coming into their second, third, and fourth year pro. So having that year, extra year's experience will make them that much better next year. What we did is we built around the core guys that we brought back. And, you know, the guys that we lost, like Mark McMillan, you know, Kyle Platzer, you know, guys like that, we had to fill those holes, and we've done a good job of that so far. Edmonton has helped immensely in the recruiting process through giving us training camps, spots for their, you know, our recruits in the American League. That's a huge part of it. And I like where we're at today.
You mentioned the affiliates and getting them spots on American League teams and stuff like that. That's got to help immensely. I remember that from when we were going through this when I was coaching there, and a lot of guys would ask, you know, can you get me into an American League tryout? Can you find that spot for me? That's got to just be kind of the icing on the cake for you when you're dealing with a guy that's humming and hawing if he's going to come here or somewhere else.
Well, everybody wants a camp spot. Unless they're a veteran player, everybody wants to go to a camp in this league. And, you know, to have camp spots is really the thing that seals your recruiting and being able to get a player. Last year, we sent 14 guys to American League camps just through relationships that I've built over the years. We'll probably have close to a similar number this year. That's not just all in Bakersfield. You know, we'll have guys in Chicago and Utica and different places like that to give them opportunities to get seen. But really, this is a league where you have to provide that, and that's why it's important to have relationships and it's important to have an affiliation. Teams that don't have an affiliate really struggle at recruiting, you know, good young players. And you can't have all vets because we have a salary cap. So, you know, as much as you'd like to have, you know, 20 guys that have 3 and 4 years experience, you just can't make it fit salary-wise, so you got to have good first and second-year players.
Talking with Wichita Thunder head coach Malcolm Cameron, do you pay attention to what other teams are doing? Most teams, you know, try to keep their core intact, much like you have, but there are always constant moves being made in this league and at every level of professional hockey. So is that something you pay attention to during the summer, or you just focus on what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, the league sends out an updated list of who everybody has signed every week, so I've got a pretty good handle on it. And, of course, you know, any good player is talking to multiple teams, right? But I just go about our business. I'm not worried about what other teams are doing. I just try and sell our program. We've been very fortunate. The Oilers, or Bakersfield in particular, signed two of our players from last year to American League East Coast League two-way contracts, Ryan Van Strollen and Mark Olivier Crevier-Moran, two first-year players. They're going to be depth players, and that keeps them in the system and keeps them on our roster as well. So we're pretty pleased with that, and we do expect probably anywhere between 3 and 4 more after them.
Well, and like you said, you know, I went to a couple of the playoff games there against Colorado, and you started off so strong, but then you got guys pulled up, and you had some injuries, and trust me, I understand how that works, and it makes it pretty difficult for a coach. But the guys that you end up having back, I mean, to finish the season off like you did against a team as good as Colorado was, you got to be happy with that coming into this year.
Well, I do. I mean, in all honesty, I watched the Kelly Cup Finals down here in Florida, Colorado and Florida. I think we gave Colorado the biggest test even though it went seven games here in Florida, I think the distance of the travel had an effect, and obviously three or four playoff rounds. But in talking to some of the Colorado free agents this summer, they all said we gave them the toughest series. We led every game in that series. It's too bad we couldn't have got a guy like Kyle Platzer back for playoffs. It's unfortunate he got injured. Nick Latta, same thing, a big experienced centerman, got injured 2 weeks before playoffs. I think had we have had those guys, we probably would have played in the second or third round.
There you go. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck as the summer continues and toward the season. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again soon. Enjoy your home down there in Florida. I hope it stays relatively temperate down there.
Oh, it's the same every day. I'm actually just heading to hockey practice right now.
All right.
My kids play down here in Florida. But thanks, guys. And, yeah, we're really excited about the roster so far. And we've hired a player assistant coach, much like we had last year with Guy Lapine.
Nice.
This guy's got even more experience, including NHL experience. So that announcement will be forthcoming here in the next little while. And
if you want to make it on this show, you're more than welcome.
Well, we definitely can. It'll probably be about another 2 weeks, and I'll have Bumpty set that up with you guys.
All right, sounds good. We appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
See ya. What do you have?
Well, it sounds like they got some stuff going on, and they can build off of last year. I mean, that's
the biggest
thing.
Who do you think
that
coach is going to be?
I have no idea. I don't have a clue.
Player assistant.
So he's obviously a veteran that's going to play.
With some NHL experience.
Yeah, so it could be anybody.
Sounds like Joe Sakic.
You think it might be Joe? Joe might come back?
You never know.
I was thinking more like Timu Solani.
I could be.
He's not doing anything. That's my guess. Or maybe Roberto Luongo. He played in Florida. He's down in Florida.
Well, you're starting to put some pieces together, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
They need a goalie.
It could be a guy I played with who played in the NHL for 10 years, Rhett Warner. He was a defenseman for Florida for years.
As long as you don't say
that
Chris McAllister.
I don't think it's Chris. I don't think it's Mac. But it could be.
It might be.
Last I heard he was in Saskatchewan. I don't know if that's going to work.
That's just a few minutes outside of Florida.
A little bit. Might be a drive. I don't think you could walk there.
No, definitely. You'd drive, exactly. All right, we'll come back. We're doing five questions with another Jim Rome sort of personality, I guess. We'll figure it out. Ryan in Wichita. We're going to localize this thing. Stay with us. Our final full segment of the week on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.